The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Aisling Larkin is with me, the TV chef and the mindful eating coach, to talk about nut butter.
Yes.
All nut butters?
We're going to dabble.
A variety.
We're going to dabble.
So more than just peanut butter, the classic.
Primarily peanut butter.
Oh,
we
right, great.
Cooked with peanut butter. I have 1, 2, 3, 4 delicious recipes and one that definitely the jury is out on.
I know. I'm looking at them and I know what one the jury is out on, but we will get to that in a moment. Before we kind of delve into them, peanut is the classic.
Yes.
What are the types?
Cashew butter has become really popular. Mm-hmm. Almond butter has become really popular. So I suppose they're the main ones that we're going to see in the supermarket. And like even up until 2 or 3 years ago, if you wanted almond butter or cashew butter, it was almost like go to the health store. You know, it wasn't the norm at all. And the only peanut butter we could get was kind of the classic off-the-shelf American one that isn't so good for us.
No. How good is it for us, peanut butter?
Like on the whole, it's good. It's great. It's got protein. It's got fibre.
Yeah.
It's got good fats. It's got the fat-soluble vitamins. It's got vitamin E. It's got niacin. It's got vitamin B. So it's got loads of different ones. So I mean, on the whole,
so
it's a good
tablespoon straight out of the jar?
Good? How many tablespoons just definitely, out of the jar per day?
Oh, definitely say if you got a rice cake or something to put it on, 2 tablespoons on it and then another tablespoon for yourself.
Ah, jeez, that's a lot.
And then
now.
Maybe 2 rice cakes and then maybe another.
Yeah, well, you definitely hit your quota, I'd say, for the day.
Oh, delicious.
Look, the concern, I suppose, or the little thing we have to worry about or concern, it's just there's a lot of calories in it. If you're training and you're, you know, doing lots and lots of exercise, then it's all good. You know what I mean? But if you're living a slightly more sedentary lifestyle, that's kind of the thing you want to watch a little bit. Like,
you're
looking protein-wise at about 8 kind of grams per 2 tablespoons. And then when you look at the almond butter, the cashew butter, you're looking at a little bit less. Mouthfeel is kind of one of the things we concern ourselves with. I suppose the mouthfeel of the peanut butter is it's creamy. You know, it kind of
it's smooth.
Stirs.
It's smooth. The others are a bit claggier.
Which one would you go for? Smooth or crunchy?
Oh, always crunchy. Like
really?
A bit of crunch. Love a bit of crunch in it. Yeah, but still, I do. The others are claggier.
They
almond
are.
And cashew.
They really, really are. It gets stuck to the roof of your mouth.
A cup of tea with them.
You do. They're not as enjoyable. And that's why I think we tend to kind of use them a little bit less. It's not to say that they don't have their place, but it's just like I like baking with them and I like making a couple of like natural kind of healthy treats. And I think they work really, really well in that, some of which I have today. But it balances out, I suppose, for which one you want. You can also get something called peanut butter powder.
Sounds horrible.
Yeah. So basically what they do is, I mean, this even sounds like a worse word. They defat the peanut butter.
Ugh.
So they roast the peanuts to bring out as much. It is, but there's a big, big difference in calories. Like it's a tremendous amount of calories. If you were watching your saturated fat, if you were watching your calories, it's something to look out for.
That's all the tasty stuff. Right. Before we get on to the food, palm oil. This is what some people say. Buy the peanut butter that doesn't have, that isn't in palm oil.
So your top tips, I suppose, when you're looking to scout down through the ingredient list and what one you're picking, if you can get organic is good. Why is organic good? Peanuts are legumes, they grow on the ground, they're spread with pesticides, so they're going to absorb some of that. Almonds are kind of, almonds are a tree nut, but when they shake the trees, the almonds fall onto the ground. And in order to kind of make it really easy for them to harvest the almond nuts, they tend to spray the ground as well. And that's what you want to be careful of. So you want to watch for that. When you're talking about your palm oil, you're looking for sugar, you're looking for palm oil. So all you want really on the label, you want a clean label. Roasted peanuts, maybe a little bit of salt. And if you're salt, if you want to see sea salt on that, if possible.
All right.
That's pure.
What have we got in front of us?
Do you want to start with the worst?
Yeah, start with the worst.
So I brought you the Elvis sandwich. So Elvis was famous for absolutely loving this sandwich, which is peanut butter, banana and crispy bacon.
You see, two-thirds of the way through that sentence, you're fine.
I know.
The peanut butter, the banana,
I know.
Bacon.
I know, it's brutal. Like, it's brutal. I mean, fair play to you, because I'm not eating that, so I'm glad you are, not me.
No.
The reason why, I suppose, on a technicality, it's meant to work is because you've got the crispy bacon, so that's really, really salty. Then you've got the banana, which brings the sweetness. You've got the peanut
that's
butter.
That's not terrible, actually.
Is it not? No. I've actually never tasted it, and I didn't want to bring this up.
For a second bite
it.
There.
That is
not terrible.
All right.
Elvis knew what he was about.
There you go. He also didn't survive that long either. Now, I don't know if the sandwiches that got him in the end, but... Mm.
Yeah, that is good.
Is it?
Yeah, that's actually good, yeah.
Well, there you go. At home, so. Banana,
maybe
peanut
slightly
butter.
Toast the bread, not too much.
Just slightly toast it. Yeah. Now, that'd be ideal.
Oh, you know what would be lovely, actually, is if you did it dipped in like egg, like French toast.
Oh, yes.
That could be a winner for that, actually, because it would make the banana bit melty. And
yeah, the only way to make that healthier is to fry it in egg. Anyway,
really didn't
right.
To it.
Yeah, it's all right. Yeah.
I'm going to move you on to your dinner.
Lovely.
Which is gado-gado, which is an Indonesian-style chicken satay salad. Okay, so you know me, I'm always talking about my nourish bowls. And how you build them. So we want it to be half kind of fruit and veg. Then we're looking for our protein and we're looking for some kind of fibre. We're looking for some good fats and grains. So I'm going to tell you how I built the bowl, okay? Mm. So gado-gado is traditionally, you've got potatoes, you've got green beans, you can put a hard-boiled egg in there. So we have our lovely lettuce leaves. I've got an egg-fried brown rice. So rather than just regular rice...
Bit of heat in that now, Aisling.
Sorry, I put a little bit of the peanut rayu because I brought the peanut rayu as well and I sprinkled a tiny bit over and it is a little hot one. It's actually Thai crispy chili oil with a few peanuts on the side. As
right, you had a little kick there now. Sorry. I wasn't expecting.
Scooch around them bits.
Yeah.
We've got our salad leaves, right? Then we've got our brown rice and quinoa that's egg fried. So I fried that up in eggs. Then so you've got egg fried rice. You've got your green beans in there. I did pickled cucumbers. So these are little baby cucumbers that you get and you pickle them in a little bit of rice wine vinegar, a little bit of salt, a little bit of sugar, a little bit of water. Really tasty.
Yeah.
They're a game changer in a salad and they're so simple to
make.
That
little kind of slaw is lovely.
Isn't it? So I made an Asian slaw with the satay dressing. So it's a little bit of pumpkin seeds, there's a little bit of carrot, a little bit of radish in there, a little bit of cabbage.
Mm.
And then tossed it in the satay dressing. So I want to tell you how I made the satay dressing, okay?
Yeah.
So I used my peanut butter, crunchy or smooth, coconut milk, fish sauce, a little bit of sesame oil, a little bit of soy sauce in there, and then something called palm sugar. So I actually brought the palm sugar in. Up until really recently, palm sugar was like really, really tricky to get your hands on. It's kind of like a soft brown sugar for all the world, but you grate it. So it's a little bit sweet. Like brown sugar is fine to use, but if you want to be really traditional, I suppose you can use a little bit of palm sugar.
What? It is the texture of marzipan, kind of.
It's soft. It's kind of fine, a little bit more powdery.
Yeah.
It's very rounded. It's very smooth in terms of a sugar. So that goes into your satay sauce. So with the satay sauce then, I halved it. I used half as my dressing for my slaw and I used the other half as the marinade for my chicken. So chicken skewers, dice up two chicken fillets, string them on. And actually when you're doing skewers, it's a really top tip to kind of string them on in an S shape, like a snake.
Okay.
Swirling on and you get a really nice kind of shape on them. Roast them in the oven and then you've got your chicken.
Delicious.
Crispy potatoes. I mean, isn't it just yum?
Oh,
finish
it's really
it off
nice.
With a little bit of lime juice, coriander, mint, delish.
Absolutely delicious. That is really, really nice.
What
have we got for dessert?
Okay, I'm going to give you the healthy desserts first.
Right.
These are my millionaire squares. So it is, I love to have treats and snacks in the freezer that can just go into lunch boxes that if I want a cup of tea at 4 o'clock, I've got something that's a little bit healthy and good. So this is like a shortbread base. It's celiac friendly. It's gluten free. There's chia seeds in there. And then you bake that off like a little shortbread. So it's margarine. It's the gluten free flour and a little bit of sugar. Bake it off for 10 minutes. Blitz up my peanut butter and dates.
Yeah.
Spread that over the top. Melt dark chocolate. Spread that over the top and then cut it into squares. So out of a normal kind of size oven tray, you'll get 20 little squares. Aren't they super?
That's great. Did you say you freeze them?
Yeah, and they freeze really well. They're actually like sometimes nicer out of the freezer.
Oh, that's lovely. Really nice.
I really like them.
What are the biscuits beside it?
Peanut butter cookies. These are so homemade-y. They look homemade because they're meant to be homemade. They're meant to be something that the kids can do at home. They're so easy. Again,
you say they look homemade, but you know what these biscuit companies do now is they take the ones that look homemade, they put about 3 of them in a packet, you know, and wrap them in plastic and they charge you about 4 times more than the kind of factory looking
cookies.
Because
they're
artisan. Yeah.
Yes, I know. Well, these are proper homemade. They're made in honest to God less than 10 minutes.
Mm.
And again, I've used a gluten-free flour in these ones. So you've got ground almonds, you've got your gluten-free flour, you've got your peanut butter, you've got a little bit of margarine in there.
Oh, that's
just
nice.
Stir it all around, lump it onto a baking tray. Bake it for 15 minutes out of the oven and they're done. They're
healthy, as you say.
They're relatively healthy.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? And they're homemade and the protein you see and a little bit of fibre in the peanut butter, you can justify that
so
way.
So if I take it that's healthy, then our second dessert is unhealthy, is
yeah,
it?
Yeah,
this is just decadent.
We need to get a picture
Love
of this. Actually,
it.
I'm going to take a picture of this later on. I have another one for later. I'm going to get, not all of these recipes are up on the website or Instagram yet, but I am going to get them up, okay?
It's like a brick of chocolate, it looks like, from the outside.
So this is peanut butter, raspberry and chocolate cake.
Ooh.
Yeah, so I'm going to tell you. It starts with a Genoese sponge. So it's a really, really light sponge. Really light.
That is delicious.
Isn't it? You separate your eggs, whisk up your egg whites. Then you're going to have your egg yolks into that one. It's really light and fluffy. In goes a little bit of corn flour, regular flour, cocoa. Bake that little cake. It only takes, again, 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Then layered it up with chocolate ganache. So a melted dark chocolate and milk chocolate. Big dollop of butter. Cream. So this is the not healthy one, for clarity. It's Friday. And then you make a chocolate ganache.